Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the ČEZ First Half 2005 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star and zero on your telephone. Just to remind you, all this call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to today's chairperson, Mr. Jan Brožík. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are very glad that you have joined our conference call on first half results of ČEZ. With me is Mr. Vobořil, CFO of ČEZ and Vice Chairman of the Board, and Mr. Alan Svoboda, Head of Sales or Chief Sales Officer and Vice Chairman of the Board as well. We will first start with a brief presentation of the results, and the presentation will be followed by Q&A sessions, and we would like to hear as many questions from you as possible. Before we proceed to the presentation itself, I would like to thank you, Patria, for organizing the conference call. Mr. Vobořil, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good afternoon, depending on your location. I'd like to introduce you first half 2005 results of ČEZ, which are unconsolidated but in international accounting standards. At first, I will touch some headlines of the first half: performance of the company, price of ČEZ's shares on the Prague Stock Exchange rose from 341 to 471, it means 38%, and reached 525 in July 29. We are paying dividends 9 korunas per share for 2004 results. Total amount represents 5.3 billion. EBIT and net income are almost the same number, 10.9 billion Czech korunas. In EBIT, it represents increasing by 58%, it means 4 billion, and in net income, it's almost two times, more than two times higher net income compared to first half of last year, and total number of increasing is 5.7 billion Czech korunas. We are increasing our full 2005 net income forecast from 13.5 billion, which was expected after the first quarter, to 15.2 billion Czech korunas. Return on equity increased by 96%. We expected a 38% increase on an annual basis. Vision 2008 is going on track, and plans for Lignite plans portfolio, plans for Lignite plans portfolio renewal is finalized. Now we are working on the plans for other types of coal. I mentioned development of our stock price, share price, which is significantly different than Bloomberg European Utilities Index or modified, except of ČEZ shares, Prague Stock Exchange 50 Index. It means that price of our shares are developed, are followed different trends than other companies in the business within Europe or other companies within the Czech Republic. With today's market capitalization, which is 10.5 billion euros, we introduce some of you two or three months ago before our market capitalization on the 11.3 billion US dollars. Now we are on the 10.5 billion euros, and we are third biggest Central European company by the market capitalization, biggest in Visegrad 4, and biggest in the new EU member states. Now I will go deeply to the development of our results. Revenues increased to 33.8 billion, it means by 2.7 billion compared to first half of 2004, mainly thanks to sales of electricity due to higher wholesale margin. We are satisfied that, it's not only thanks to revenues, we are increasing profit. We are showing control of all, almost all items of the expenses. Operating expenses are lower by 1.3%, 94.5% compared to first half of 2004. Mainly due to purchased power and related services decreasing, but fuel, repair and maintenance, depreciation, amortization, salaries and wages and material, all of those items are lower than in 2004 first half. Net income increased to 10.9 billion. It means the same number like income before other expenses and taxes. Because of significantly higher than last year, than we expected, significantly higher income from dividends received, it's higher by 2.3 billion Czech korunas. Other items in this part of the profit and loss account are not so important, maybe interest or nuclear provision, which is steadily growing every year. As I mentioned, we increased our full 2005 net income forecast from 13.5 compared to our budget, which was 13.2. We are now above by 2 billion Czech korunas, mainly thanks to dividends received, partially operating and other expenses, other revenues. Unfortunately, foreign exchange rate is again minus 1 billion Czech korunas is expected. In this picture, I'd like to stress that not all costs we have under full control, I mean foreign exchange rate, and up to now is not clarified how will be taken into profit and loss account results from the trading with and consumption of CO2 credits. All other ratios are growing, return on equity, value added, we can be satisfied with this development. During first half of this year, we improved significantly our position in the rating. Moody's increased our rating from the previous Baa1 to A3. Standard and Poor's, we have the same, triple B plus, but not anymore with only stable, but now with positive outcome. From the rest of the presentation, I'd like to touch cash flow from operating activities, which increased only by 2.6 billion Czech korunas, it means it's lower lower difference than in the profit numbers because of we are still waiting from the cash flow point of view. We are still waiting for the dividends received. You have a slide with overview of key subsidiaries, unconsolidated numbers. It's not possible to add and to summarize to consolidated numbers, including our foreign destination in Bulgaria. It's shortly all from the economic point of view, and now I'd like to pass the word to Alan Svoboda. Alan, please.
Yes, thank you, Peter. This is Alan. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I will now take you through the trading agenda and key results there and touch on the three strategic initiatives we have set as our primary focus for top management. Let me start with the highlights on the trading side. In a few days, we will launch our virtual power plant auction that will basically set prices for the next year. And a few days after that, we will launch also our overall wholesale electricity auction for domestic supplies for the next year. Some days ago, we have received a final quota of CO2 emissions allocation. It's 36.9 million per year for the years 2005, 6, and 7. And this figure allows us to increase our production volume by 5.3% compared to the historical levels of 2004 by utilizing more lignite production. In the first half of this year, we managed to bring down production costs by better utilization of lower cost power plants, mainly on hydro and nuclear side. And at the same time, we increased domestic electricity supplies by 0.8%. Now, a few more details about a virtual power plant auction. It has been ordered by the Anti-Monopoly Office in exchange of taking back the decision that we have to sell the fifth distribution company. And this auction is covering 400 megawatts and will be sold in eight blocks, 550 megawatt each. And the auction is scheduled for the 3rd of August, and results will probably be available a few days later on Monday the following week. We expect high demand in the auction. There are already 17 traders listed and with valid bids, or sorry, valid registration. And we expect interesting bids because the market prices surrounding Czech Republic are quite high, and they continue climbing up. That's quite clear on picture, page 19, where you see the potentially widening gap between German wholesale prices and prices in the Czech Republic, which creates room for further price growth also in the Czech Republic. On the CO2 side, as I said, with the given allocation, we can increase our production by 5.3% without further need for CO2. This is, I believe, fairly good news, even though full utilization of our whole portfolio would require 40.8 million, we still see an upside there, which we take on the positive side. And we will always evaluate any generation and sales opportunities vis-a-vis the alternative, which is to save the CO2 certificates and realize the margin on their sales rather than on the sale of electricity. That arbitrage opportunity is quite visible on page 22, where we show the economics of adding the additional variable cost of CO2 into our cost calculation. And the net effect of that is that at any deal we have at least the minimum margin of CO2 certificates, if not better, through the sales of electricity. And because the electricity is quite correlated to CO2, this actually means that we will still be selling most of the time electricity, but for very, very healthy margins, hedged by the fact that we can always save the CO2 and sell the CO2 alone. Our domestic, our production is still very close to historical production levels. Last year we were producing 30.5 terawatt hours. This year it's 30.2. More positive is the fact that there is a better share of the nuclear production, which is much cheaper in production costs, also with the effect on CO2. And there was some increase in hydro due to the favorable hydro conditions in the first half of the year. Going forward, this might be a bit readjusted given the lower output of our nuclear plant scheduled for the rest of the year. On the demand side, the market grew healthy 2.2%. At the same time, our market share went up from 66.8 to 68.2, which overall creates an additional supply of 0.8 terawatt hours to the market, which we find very positive because it's the core market with best margin realized on the sales. On the revenue side, you might say that the dynamics of growth is lower than the previous year, but that's mainly due to the fact that we have cut on additional trading transactions that were originally needed to optimize the positions of the distribution companies on the market, and now we are tailoring the volumes and the load curve to their particular needs with no need for additional trading adjustments. That has resulted in a net cut of volumes, but no cut in margin because these deals were margin neutral. So the future growth in revenues is driven mainly by growth in prices and growth in our own generation volumes. As you see, for the time being, they are quite stable. But for the future years, we can even utilize them more given the CO2 allocation and given that there is still spare capacity to be placed on the market. So that's in a nutshell overview of trading highlights. Let me now touch on the three strategic initiatives, which are integration and operational excellence, M&A expansion, and planned portfolio renewal. So on the integration, we have consolidated our shares in 4 out of the 5 distribution companies to levels beyond 97%. That allows us to execute so-called squeeze-out, which would bring us to the 100% ownership of all the companies. We have initiated these steps, and we expect to buy out the remaining shares for about half a billion Czech crowns to gain 100% control in all 4. At the same time, we are making progress on our restructuring program, Vision 2008. We are keeping all the deadlines, even though the the agenda for this year is very dense. By the end of this year, we will have the whole group unbundled into sales and distribution with new systems introduced and with all the support services centralized in individual service centers that will start realizing the synergies and cost savings we expect. For the M&A, we are continuing in the active search for new acquisition opportunities, and we participate in all the attractive tenders for us. In Poland, it is a tender for Dolna Odra and Kozienice power plants. The initial offers were submitted already in April. Now we are close to finish the due diligence and working on more specific, more tailored offers for the two companies. We are also involved in bilateral negotiations with the private owner of PAK to explore opportunities for taking over the private stake as well as to settle the acquisition of the state-owned part of PAK. In Bulgaria, the tender for generation companies is still open. RAO was not allowed to keep both of the power plants, Varna and Ruse, and therefore the development in the region is still open. And we expressed that the interest in staying in the process, and we will see how that will go further. In Romania, generation power plants and mines in Rovinari and Turceni and Craiova are expected to be tendered, and we expect the start of the process in the second half of 2005. And in distribution, Mutinia Seat, the distribution company, which includes Bucharest, is assumed to be launched, the tender to be launched probably very soon, already by August of this year. And we are also in the process of privatization of Plevlia in Macedonia, which is not on the list here. So that's on the M&A side. Overall, many things in the pipeline. No big news at this moment, but many potential opportunities that are developing from our point of view quite nicely. Final strategic initiative is renewal of the portfolio. There you see on page 31 that the renewal at this moment is focused on the lignite side of our portfolio, aiming not to increase capacities but to prolong their life span to the years beyond 2015, where a large chunk of the existing plants will be ending their life cycle. And we have now come up with a tailored plan for retrofitting some of the plants and replacing the other ones with new units. This is very well tailored to the coal supplies available to CEZ, which were secured also in two long-term contracts with the major coal suppliers. And we are right now working with two scenarios, one called conservative, that is assuming that the mining limits will stay where they are for Mostecka Uhelna, and so-called aggressive, which is actually not an aggressive ban, but one that's very reasonable if the limits are broken and mining could continue beyond the current borders.
As you see in the lower scenario, we will reach some two-thirds of our capacities today. In the aggressive scenario, we will pretty much keep the capacities on balance until 2035, where in both cases we will experience a drop in the installed capacities. That's why we are also now working for second phase of our planned portfolio renewal and focusing on other fuels like gas or even nuclear. And by the end of this year, we want to be ready to include other projects in the planned portfolio renewal plan. In terms of our cash flow needed to finance this renewal of lignite capacities, you see that it's mainly mainly placed in the years 2008 to 2015, and the cash flow is cash outflow is not massive. It's some 10 billion Czech crowns on average every one of these years, which is still below the free cash flow generated, the expected free cash flow generated in those years. So this should not increase the pressure on the balance sheet. On contrary, and still by 2008, we will have already quite some free cash flow accumulated from years when there is no need for financing such a heavy investment program. And finally, on the coal side, a few additional details. I mentioned that we have signed two long-term contracts. They are both for supplies of the current generation of lignite plants and the next one, pretty much going up to the end of the coal supplies in the whole region. The structure of the contracts is securing us volume, quality, and time distribution of the supplies as needed for the projects considered. And we have also agreed on a price formula that is basically hedging our business by linking the coal price partially to electricity prices, partially to inflation, but always with very favorable conditions to CHESS. It's also important to say that on top of having now those two contracts signed and validated, we have been granted the exclusivity by the Czech government to submit an offer to take over the 56% stake of the Czech government in Severočeské doly. We are very excited about this opportunity because we believe that this would further secure the performance of the long-term contract and allow us to further optimize the interface between coal mining and generation. And we are now working on preparing such offer.
That's been all from our side for the presentation part of the conference call. Susana, we are now ready to take the questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, press the number one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be short silence until the questions are registered. The first question comes from Malgosia Suligovska. Please announce your company name and go ahead with your question.
Hello, Mr. Vobrežil. Hello, Mrs. Svoboda. This is Malgosia Suligovska from UBS. I've got a few questions. Maybe I'll go in turn. Basically, the items, material and supplies and repair and maintenance, then they tend to be quite seasonal, but we saw that they were down during this last quarter. Do you see this as a permanent reduction or more of a timing effect?
We expect maintenance, we expect its timing effect, but we are keeping in our expectation practically budgeted numbers. In the material, we can see some potential for absolute savings.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the purchase power and related services, that was down as well during last quarter, despite the fact that you had the unplanned outages at Temelin. Should we be expecting that the distribution subsidiaries will be affected by these extra costs related to the outage, or did you not have to buy extra power externally?
These costs are not driven by outages, but they were driven before by more active trading on the Czech market and with our own subsidiaries. And this volume was basically with no particular margin, but needed for adjusting the positions on the wholesale and retail side. Now we have introduced a new contract which doesn't require this active trading and is supplying the power in the requested volume at the particular moment of supply to the end customers. So this is a structural difference that has no consequences on the margin side of CEZ or the distribution companies.
Mm-hmm. And last question is on CO2, or maybe a few questions. In terms of CO2 price, where do you see the sustainable level, I guess, for the phase one? Because we've all obviously seen that it's very volatile prices. And do you think, how much do you think of CO2 cost is already reflected in German power prices? And lastly, I remember last time you said that you expect the convergence of power prices within Czech Republic to German levels over a certain period. Under what circumstances could you see that that would not occur? Thank you.
Okay, so I'll take it one by one.
Mm-hmm.
CO2 price expectations, it's a tough question because this is one of the pure commodities which is hard to predict because manufacturers are working on into the price. But I consider the current price levels to be very close to the fundamental abatement costs because the only real reduction of volumes is possible in the energy sector by switching from coal production to gas-fired production. And there is additional cost due to a higher cost of the fuel, which is then translated into the cost of the CO2 saved. And the price observed is quite accurately reflecting the real abatement costs. Obviously, on top of that comes the size of the gap that needs to be covered, which is driven also by availability of hydro generation and nuclear generation, which in this year was also under the European average in the whole region, which is adding to the pressure on CO2 prices. We are working with an estimate of price being in the range between 20 and 30 euros. And we are then working in this this cost into the calculation of prices for which we are ready to sell the electricity and arbitraging basically the two commodities. I think most of the CO2 development is already reflected in the power prices. It seems because of the high correlation of the two price curves and also due to the absolute gross deltas of the two markets.
Mm-hmm.
And your last question was what would prevent the markets from converging to one price level? I would say some unexpected circumstances because all the factors are more in favor of the convergence to happen because the demand is growing, the supply is going to be reduced by planned shutdowns of some generation facilities, and also the CO2 is actually helping to achieve the convergence because it's a commodity that has no borders and can therefore freely flow to arbitrage the markets against each other. So I still believe that we will see price convergence over the next 2 to 3 years in the whole region of Central and eventually Southeastern Europe.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Tomasz Gatek. Please announce your company name and go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. It's Tomasz Gatek from Patria Finance. I had a question similar to the previous regarding the what's your feeling about the electricity prices in the Czech Republic going forward, whether you can be maybe more specific in the potential growth rate for, say, 2006 and 2007.
Well, if this is a bad time to make predictions, I think in a week time we will know much more, because the auction for a virtual power plant will be actually the first auction where prices will be clearly set by the market. So that will be the answer to your question, I believe. The fact that there are already 17 bidders registered for this auction means that there is high demand. And we might see some interesting pricing of these capacities on the market. And we will, I think, use it to some degree as a price benchmark for further transactions we will do on the market.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Matija Gergulet. Please announce the company name and go ahead with your question.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. It's Matija Gergulet from Goldman Sachs. I have three questions on the results. Could you give us, first question is on prices achieved. Could you give us the price that you have achieved domestically in power generation and also the price that you have achieved on exports in the first half of the year? Second question is on the dividends received. Could you give us a bit of a split of the 4 billion krona of dividends that you have received? And the last question is on the Slovenske Elektrarne. Do you see any opportunity for a reopening of the disposal process in the Slovak Republic of Slovenske Elektrarne? Thanks.
Okay, so I'll start with the sales prices achieved. In the Czech Republic, it is quite transparent because most of our sales on the wholesale side are done through the annual auctions, where the base load price was cleared at the level of 905 crowns, which is about 30 euros for base load, and the more structured products were sold at a premium same or higher than we see on the German market. The export prices were usually at or below this price level, depending on the type of the deal and the timing of the deal, but they were always above the arbitrage price where we would calculate the marginal cost of our generation units, including the CO2. If you are asking if we capture the upside on the higher foreign prices and the local price level, I have to say that most of that upside is still going to the transmission operators, which are auctioning the cross-border capacities. So that's the current status. Going forward, we believe that the pressure on the cross-border capacities will be eventually reduced because the supply-demand balance will improve in this region, and we will then capture also this upside in 1 or 2 years.
Okay.
Regarding to division of dividends received, roughly 3,100,000,000 Czech korunas are from distribution companies. Five of them, 800 from Severočeské doly, and the rest from Staty, from other subsidiaries. And our hope for Slovenské elektrárne, it's not under our control. Now it's going to negotiation only between Slovak government and NL, but we are following the development of the negotiation, and still we have some maybe 5 to 6% of hope.
Okay, thank you very much.
Not at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, press number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Next question comes from Malgosia Sulikowska. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, if I may just ask a couple of more questions. Do you have secured the 50-year supply contract with Severodvinsk Doe? Why do you think it's still strategically important for CHESS to backward integrate with lignite? That would be my one question. And the second one will be, do you plan to increase forecast at the group level as well in terms of for 2005 guidance? And if so, when?
I will start with second part of the question. We increased the forecast of CHESS because of mainly dividends received from the members of the group. It has no influence on the total number. Now we see a chance to slightly better result on the consolidated level, but not so significant like in CHESS generation and sales only. And regarding to first part of the question,
I'll take that one. It's basically the long-term contract gave us a lot of comfort in progressing with the investment plan for a renewal of our lignite portfolio. However, there are still some risks that we can cover by taking equity control of the company. One is the interface, which would be much more flexible if we are not bound by strict take-or-pay clauses of the long-term contract and price formula. And two is the actual fulfillment of the contract. As long as the company is in state hands, we believe that the contract will be honored in full. But if the company would be taken over by some aggressive player, we might get into legal litigation to enforce fulfillment of the contract going forward. And we want to eliminate those risks by full equity control, which is not unreasonable because all the other lignite mines producing coal for generation are also equity controlled by the generation companies in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Would you be thinking of extending that and trying to obtain control of other mining assets within Czech Republic?
This is not on the agenda at this moment.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Matthias Hegg. Please announce your company name and go ahead with your question, sir.
Hi, gentlemen. It's Matthias Hegg from Sal Oppenheim. I've just a question also related to your guidance. And I'm wondering about the seasonality of your earnings. If I looked for the figures of the first half year 2004, you generated approximately 56% of the full year results. If I extrapolate your H1 results now, I would easily achieve at some 20 billion net profit for the full year. And I'm just wondering whether there is any negative development expected for the second half year, or if you are pretty conservative with your guidance? That's the first part of the question. And the second part is just what would be a normal seasonality of your earnings? If you compare the net profits for the first half year with your full year guidance, I'm getting out at some 73%. Is it really realistic to assume that first half year contributes so much to the full year results and the second half year will be so weak? Thanks.
It's normal, if I remember our numbers from few previous years, it's normal that first half of the year is much stronger. Now it's powered by the dividends received and a big part of our half year results supported by the dividends received, which cannot be expected for second half of the year. it's necessary to take into account that what is doing our annual results is first, partially second half of the year, third quarter, first and second quarter. The third quarter is almost balanced to zero, and last quarter is profitable, but finally we are doing some extraordinary items to the accounting, which are decreasing the last year numbers.
All right, thanks.
Next question comes from Barbara Seitlova. Please announce your company name and go ahead with your question.
ING. Hello, this is Barbara from ING. I have one question on the tax rate. I've noticed that in the first half the effective rate was just 15%, and I was just wondering whether it's just season or we can expect such a low tax for the whole year. And the second question is on Electrica Oltenia. I am not sure how far are you with taking over control in the company, and when are you expecting to start consolidated with into your accounts?
I will start with the second part of the question. It's a process which is now in the Romanian government hands, and if I know well, we are waiting for the parliament meeting. Mm-hmm. The parliament in Romania has vacations as always. All parliaments in the Europe. It means that we can expect to start control in the maybe end of third quarter, much more probable the last quarter, because my interest is to take control in the beginning of quarter without influence on consolidation in the last few days of the quarter. And regarding to your first part of the question, dividends are without influence. Dividends received are without influence on the tax. It's one part of explanation. Second, deferred tax. In this item, we have to calculate 24%, which will be valid for coming years.
Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you do have a question at this time, press the number one on your telephone keypad. We seem to have no further questions at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you, sir.
Great. Thank you, everyone who has participated in the conference call. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact myself through email or telephone. We will be pleased to answer your questions as they arrive. Thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.